USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Proof there can be bipartisan agreement in the U.S. Senate as a landmark criminal justice reform bill has cleared the upper chamber. The First Step Act passing overwhelmingly yesterday, and now House leaders say they'll be taking up the bill before this week is over. The bill expands job training and other prison programs designed to keep released inmates from returning to prison. Not showing as much of a bipartisan spirit, efforts to avert a government shutdown on Friday, as Democrats and Republicans are still grappling with how to answer President Trump's insistence on money for a border wall. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says,
"We had an offer out on the table for days. Ours is the only offer that I know that could pass both houses."
The National Weather Service confirming a tornado touchdown near Seattle yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
A federal judge tosses out a lawsuit filed by 15 students who claim they were traumatized by the deadly school shooting in Florida at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in February. The judge ruling that the school district and Broward County Sheriff's Department had no legal duty to protect the students during the massacre that killed 17 people. A legendary TV actress who went on to be a great director has passed away.
Once in our lives, we should have photo-do-do'd.
You mean done the deed?
We die now. We saved it for nothing.
Laverne and Shirley star Penny Marshall has died from complications of diabetes. Marshall's guest shot on Happy Days was the launching of Laverne and Shirley in 1976. She went on to direct movies like Big and A League of Their Own. I'm Wendy King.
The Fed expected to raise interest rates again today, and this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The tunnel that Elon Musk says can reduce traffic congestion in Los Angeles is open, well, at least for a night. The CEO of Tesla and SpaceX showing off the $10 million test tunnel that his Boring company built in L.A. Boring is the name of the company, as in they do boring into the earth. It's not a description of the company meetings. I thought I'd point that out. But last night, in a series of tweets, Musk was showing a Tesla Model X fitted with gear that guides the car between elevators at each end of the tunnel, where then it drives back onto the road. Musk says the equipment will be available as an aftermarket add-on for $200 to $300. Musk has said that his underground highway will be able to safely move electric cars at more than 150 miles an hour. Texas Republican Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw is now reaching out to comedian Pete Davidson after the SNL star's rough weekend. Davidson posted on Instagram that he didn't want to be on this earth anymore, prompting police to check on him. Davidson and Crenshaw recently met after Davidson had made fun of Crenshaw's appearance on Saturday Night Live after Crenshaw lost his eye as a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan and wears an eye patch as a result. Crenshaw later appeared on SNL with Davidson to show there were no hard feelings, and the Texas Republican congressman-elect is now saying he wants to help Davidson through this rough time. And for USA Radio News,